This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, 15 minutes of your Monday, as you're joining me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear for the next 3 days here, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this last sermon in a series on Moses I preached a couple months ago at Island Community Church. This sermon I've entitled, Moses Walks to His Own Funeral. We're going to look today and this next 2 days, what went wrong? What happened to Moses? What did he do? What grave sin did Moses commit that kept him out of the promised land? This is what we're going to look at here. Well, we'll just get into this message here and we'll find out here what happened to Moses. So in the meantime, more on this ministry, you can follow us on Facebook. The page is WGOD Radio. I welcome you. Like the page, follow along with us. These sermons and podcasts are uploaded as soon as they're preached, really. Sunday morning, my Sunday morning sermons are uploaded on here, usually Sunday afternoon or Monday. Now, the church that I pastor is Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet twice a week. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We meet Wednesday midweek Bible study from 6 to 7. And starting on Wednesdays, actually, we just started yesterday a brand new study in the book of Revelation, verse by verse. So we'll be a good year through there. You are invited Wednesday nights from 6 to 7:15. This Sunday, my sermon comes out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. I've entitled it, One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism. I think the main thing we're going to look at is where it says in verse 3 is endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And that is, how can you tell? How can you discern a wolf among sheep, a tare among wheat? And that's what we're going to look at here this week. And that is those that break the unity of the Spirit. That's what we're looking at this Sunday morning, 10:30. We'd love to see you. Now, here is part one of this message, Moses Walks to His Own Funeral.
Now, this is our last week at looking at the life of Moses. Now, today I want to look at what went wrong and what serious thing that Moses could have done to keep him from entering the promised land after all that he had done. And it all goes back to a rock. Our main scripture verse today is actually in the New Testament, and it's found in the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 10, if you'd like to turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. It says, Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all of our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food. All drank from the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock. That's the capital R there. They all drank from that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. Remember that as we move along here today. The rock is Christ. Remember Psalm 118. the stone that the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. The rock is Christ. So last week, we looked and we saw that God delivered the Israelites with a great deliverance, and he killed the firstborn of Egypt, and the Jews left Egypt. Then on their way out, God parted the Red Sea for them, allowing them to cross over to the other side. Exodus chapter 14. This is where we're going to be for a little while. Exodus, if you'd like to turn there as well, starting in verse 26. It says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. But the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left." Once again, we see God delivers either out of or through tribulation, doesn't he? We looked at this last week. Last week's sermon will turn anyone into probably a pre-tribulation rapture theory believer after seeing what the Lord did, how he protected the Jews through the tribulation of that day, the 10 plagues of Egypt. That's what we looked at last week. God does deliver his people, doesn't he? I think of the three Hebrews in the burning fiery furnace. Remember what they said? They said, "Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, O King. But if not, we still won't bow down and worship," is what they said. God's in the delivering business. Verse 30, it says, "So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." There you have it. That would suffice for you, wouldn't it? I mean, these guys had more of God than you and I could ever dream about having. How could they turn their back and lose their faith so soon like they did? So, question. If God parted the Atlantic Ocean, enabling you to drive your Jeep Cherokee all the way to England without putting it in four-wheel drive, would you personally remember that? Would you? If you drove to London, would you remember it? If you drove your Volkswagen Rabbit to London, would you remember? Is that something you would hold on to? I mean, with all of my faults, I certainly hope that if I drove to England here on June the 14th, that I wouldn't be blaspheming God alongside all the scoffers on the 4th of July. And Moses expected the same. You know, a lack of faith just turns his stomach. That is God I'm talking about. Now, Moses had a short fuse, and he had some anger issues. During one of the plagues, he, in anger, stormed out of a meeting with Pharaoh and says, This is the last time you ever see me around here again. Stormed out. You never know when this is going to come in handy. When Moses came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, he was so mad that they had made themselves an idol and had made themselves another god. Can you imagine that? The Bible says he smashed the two tablets and was furious. Do you know how much money that cost him on eBay? Two tablets written with the finger of God. How much would they go for on eBay today? Engraved by the finger of God himself, and he in anger shattered them to smithereens. Moses had an anger problem. Sometimes in a fit of rage, we can do things that we don't mean to do either. And depending on the seriousness, they can get us into a world of trouble or worse. How about an amen to that? Can anyone relate to what I'm talking about? Anyone here ever been mad before? Or is it just me? Then you'll excuse me when you hear my radio program tomorrow. And then you said something or did something that you quickly regretted? You know, I heard now, I forget what it is, it's either Gmail or Yahoo, they now have a whoops, forgive me button on your email. You've got 30 seconds. If you regret sending what you did to someone, you can hit the oops button and then it comes back to you while you calm down a little bit and rethink about sending out that email to a person that jaywalked in front of your house. I'll drop this question on you and then move on. Why did God regard Moses' anger issues differently than he regards yours? Think about that. Maybe you already have an answer. Now, after the parting of the Red Sea, we read in Exodus chapter 17, the Jews were a little thirsty. Chapter 17, verse 1. Funny with all the issues of water in the Old Testament. Pam's pondering that. What is it about water that makes people apostatize from the faith? What is it? What is it about water that makes you shake an angry fist at God? What is it? What is it about water that does it to these people? It's always over water. It's a revelation I just got the other day thinking about this. Exodus chapter 17, verse 1. Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin, according to the commandment of the Lord, and they camped in Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore, the people contended with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." So Moses said to them, "Why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?" Now remember, they just drove to England a week earlier in their Volkswagen Rabbit through the ocean, practically. And they're slandering and blaspheming God in a roundabout kind of way. If you call God a liar, you might as well be. If you don't trust him, you might as well be. Moses said, "Why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?" Tempt the Lord to what? Remember the other times you see there's 23,000 of them lying down on the ground, or there's snakes coming in and biting people. You might not want to tempt the Lord. It might not be a good idea to do that. Verse 3, the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why is this you've brought us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "What shall I do with this people? They're almost ready to stone me." You know, sometimes I feel for Moses. You know what I mean? I mean, he didn't ask for any of this. He was an innocent guy minding his own business.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.